This is Ozarks at Large. The story of Arkansas's musical history has to include rockabilly, the hybrid of hillbilly music, rock and roll, country, gospel, and almost anything else that was played live in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Rockabilly was especially vibrant in the eastern part of the state, from Memphis up the Delta into the northeastern corner. Rockabilly artists like Sonny Burgess and Billy Lee Riley emerged from this corridor, and many others who didn't get quite the name recognition played roadhouses and high schools around the state. This weekend, the Rogers Historical Museum opens a temporary exhibit that salutes Arkansas rockabilly in general and the story of one of Arkansas natives' role in the music in particular.
I'm the grandson of Ronald Slim Wallace, owner of Fernwood Records Incorporated.
That's Mark Aaron Wallace, the curator for the exhibit at Rogers Historical Museum. His grandfather's record label, Fernwood Records, operated out of Memphis for 11 years in the 1950s and 60s. The exhibit at the museum includes original Fernwood Records, photos, video, and memorabilia, and audio from classic rockabilly cut at the Fernwood Studios.
Wanna Jean was a fast bus. Wanna Jean, what makes you so mean?
That's a Fernwood recording titled Wanna Jean by O. Henry. Mark Wallace says the music his grandfather loves so much, it's a passion now for him as well.
I like to think of it as an obsession for me. It's rockabilly is more than music, it's a feeling. It's feel-good music. You feel good when you listen to it, and I really feel good when I play it. And it's something that just has grabbed me, and it won't let go.
Mark's grandfather, Slim Wallace, was a driver for Frisco Railways, moving cargo from their freight trains to their ultimate destination in Arkansas. He also served with the Navy in World War II. The exhibit features items from those chapters of Slim's life, but the bulk of the material is from the period after he decided to open up his own recording studio.
Ronald Slim Wallace was inspired by Sam Phillips' success at Sun Records with Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash, and we've got some rare Sun studio items. And of course, we've got Fernwood memorabilia, acetate discs and reel-to-reels and all kind of studio photos that were taken back in the 50s and 60s during that studio time.
Ronald Slim Wallace didn't just make records. He played live, and he bought the Cotton Club in his hometown of Paragould to showcase many of the rockabilly players of the day. Mark Wallace, Slim's grandson, admits his love of his grandfather's brand of music came later, after he was exposed to some of the earliest records of the era.
When you go back to the roots of rockabilly and the roots of rock and roll, there you're going to find a simplicity in their music that just grabs a hold of you, and it gives you that feeling that all music fans know what I'm talking about when I say that feeling.
The exhibit, Roots of Rockabilly, Ronald Slim Wallace, opens at the Rogers Historical Museum tomorrow and remains on display until March 12th. And tomorrow night, a concert at Rogers Little Theater, in conjunction with the exhibit's opening, will feature a lineup of rockabilly veterans and newcomers. Again, Mark Aaron Wallace.
We're having the Sin City Scoundrels, like I said, coming in from Memphis. I've got Raymond Maupin, who is actually the very first Fernwood Records artist, and he's coming out of Mississippi to come kick off the show, and I'll be playing there myself, Slim Wallace and the Dixie Ramblers, and we're going to be covering a lot of Fernwood tunes. And our headlining band out of Nashville, Tennessee, they're the Dusters. They've achieved quite a rave overseas. They're really big overseas, and they've been together since 1987. Two of the members of that band are corporate members of Gibson Guitars, Gibson USA. So these guys are really seasoned musicians, and we all plan to put on a great show.
Tickets for Saturday night's concert are available at the Rogers Little Theater box office or online at rogerslittletheater.org. You can learn more about Fernwood Records at their Facebook page.
And this is Fernwood Records artist. This is Johnny Brazil with Twisted Sue.
Twisted Sue.